London to Canterbury once a year to celebrate the homecoming before the archbishop, an individual who had received apostolic succession from the Pope in Rome.
Well,
we moved and we observed briefly the Crusades of Charlemagne.
Yes.
first album back to produce, and I needed an introduction because he's been with us for a long time. He's a family man. He's father of four. He has three churches here in the county. And he's married to Mariette Hammers. His churches are Mount Sinai, Springfield, and St. Paul United Methodist Church here. It's the Honorable Reverend T.E. Hammond, a man I respect and a man that God sent us, and we love him and he loves his church. And so, giving honor to God, I present to you Reverend Hammond.
We thank Brother Morton for that introduction. It was a good one as I ever heard. We also thank Sister Jackson for giving me this honor of recognition to come before you today in the name of the Lord. And we're thankful to have Dr. Fowler here, pastor of Mount Carmel Church, a very good friend of ours. And we're always elated to have him. And all of you who have traversed and traveled afar to be with us today, may the Lord have mercy upon you and bless you. We knew that God wanted us to speak to you, not from your theme. We didn't know why, but we knew he had a reason for it. So today we come to you from the book of Job, the 42nd chapter and half of the 12th verse. And the Lord blessed the latter days of Job more than his beginning. And to embrace this verse, we have the 10th verse. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friend. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. We desire that you think about this subject when the Lord rebuilds our homes. In memory of our members who are deceased and gone, would you stand with heads bowed just for a moment? It wouldn't be a homecoming day without this event.
There is rest for the weary. There is rest for the weary. There is rest for
God bless you as you be seated with continued heads bowed. It would be unethical and unchristian if we didn't bow our heads for a moment in memory of Mexico City and all other disasters. Let us pray for just for a moment in silent prayer. Amen. We come to you today, my dear beloved, and to Dr. Fowler, the poetic drama of Job. And into our contemporary lives. After the recent Hurricane Elena, people had to leave their homes for safety and security and live in large storm shelters. But as the storm blew over and faded back into the ocean or the sea, people began to go home again. Well, isn't it a good thing that storms didn't last always for a long time? But on their homecoming, or where their homes once stood, in most places there were no buildings. listen carefully, or anything left standing. And may we impart this to you when the storms have ceased. The only thing that God is interested in then is what's left standing. Many of those people, my brethren and my sisters, cried or wept openly, saying everything we had is gone. Out of their lamentations or weeping, most of them said, we don't have any place else to go. So we will rebuild and stay here. At this particular time, they were standing in Job's shoes. Amen. Sharing a partial human experience. At least they still had their health and wealth. Is that right?
Yeah.
For you see, Job at one time had neither. Their houses as buildings were gone. But God stayed their home. If you see what I mean with human lives, you can have a fine house, but you may not have a home. Amen. God stayed their home, meaning that the family was spared for reconstruction. It takes love, understanding, congeniality, and happiness to make a home. The home remains established, but the house may vanish. It was gone with the wind. You see, children, God loves a home. Not in particular a house. If you will read Psalms 27 and the first verse, it says, 127, except the Lord builds the house, thy labor is in vain. That building. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. So you see, my brethren and my sisters, we must build through our God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And Savior, Jesus the Christ. The very Christ, our very God, and our very man. Our protagonist at this time, Job was a citizen from the eastern world, a righteous man who feared God and shunned or avoided evil from a village of Uz. Job had servants, a leading citizen in his village, a prolific man, a dynasty in his community, astronomically rich, not only in capital, but rich in family lives, with sons and daughters and land and herds of myriad promiscuous type. God had profoundly and abundantly blessed him with a servant, many messengers. God, oh yes, whose servant's name was Job, whose theme is suffering, trials, troubles, and tribulations. Suffering in myriad styles, Job was so paramount, so prodigious, that he stood on the outside of the administration of the Abraham-Mosaic covenant.
need to be embraced. I embodied with a covenant. He was a righteous man. But he knew little about God. I want to tell you something for a moment. When God measures a person, he doesn't measure your head, he measures your heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Right. Amen. Amen. Job was so good that a lot of people took it for granted that he knew all about God. But in your life, haven't you seen people that live so saintly and so righteous until you thought they were already converted? This is the way Job was. His devotion, fidelity, and trust, something that our contemporary world stands in the need of at this time. God in all things, the schools, the church, the political arena, the government of all levels, industry, labor, capital, most of all our homes. Is that right? For this is the genesis, our beginning of a solid citizen. It begins at home. To our youthful counterparts, we want to marry in the church. Amen. But right now, we are not really of the church. With secular songs sung, there is a time and place for everything. Most of America's houses and homes need rebuilding right now.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. By our God. A reconstruction not only with brick and lumber, but with love and with faith, care, concern, and devotion. It needs to be rebuilt. Oh Lord, for you see, God is the greatest architect of all time. He laid the plans for this entire world, both the heaven and the earth. Oh Lord, he made it right. Made it perfect. We need his construction company today in our world, in our society. Job was a man of natural goodness. He would rise, oh Lord, up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of his children. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job said, it may be, O Lord, that they have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. And I don't want to take any chance on that. So we'll meet at one of the houses and have a meeting. You know, it was on such a day, O Lord, when Satan came along with the sons of God to present himself. Satan is forever present. And he is probably in our presence right now. Among this congregation. Waiting. Watching. Listening to see whom that he may devour. You know that we don't have time for all the stories, that God turned Job over to Satan to test him and to try him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And to take everything away from him but his life.
Yes,
Job had a common natural theology, not a systematic theology, no ethical training as relates to moral principles, no knowledge of life after death. For he said, I'm a man of agriculture.
Yes,
but I know one thing, O Lord, that if a tree is cut down, it will respring.
Right.
And the incessant life of that tree will grow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I don't know about man.
Yes, sir.
Right. I have a limited theology.
Yes, sir.
If a man die, will he live again? Job also knew that this was a troublesome life and a world of trouble. In the 14th chapter, O Lord, he knew that God knew the measurement of our earthly existence and that they were minimized as a few days. Job also knew that he couldn't get ahead of his time or his appointed time. So he said, I wait on God until my change comes. But the Almighty God became more prerogative. That means that he continued to cause trouble on Job.
Yes.
But like all mortals, Job began to weaken and lose trust in his God. While he began to pity himself and feel sorry for his condition. Oh, he cursed the day of his life and said God had darkened this pathway and that God had put a stumbling block in his way. He couldn't understand why his God would do this to him. And you know, oh Lord, sometimes in our lives we don't understand. Isn't that right? We don't understand. But we'll understand better by and by. Paul said in his letter to the Corinthians, at this time, O Lord, we look through a glass dimly. But later on, we'll understand. And O Lord, we'll know that everything works together for the good of those that love the Lord. While one day Job was dining over at his children's house, and one of his messengers came running. He said, Job, while we were out yonder in the field, and a whirlwind came, O Lord, and the storm you kept.
Yes,
sir. But Job said, that's all right. You know, sometimes trouble comes on top of trouble.
Yes,
ain't we right about it?
Yes, sir.
The Bible said, while he was receiving this message, another messenger came running and said, Job, the Chaldeans step down upon your children. And they're all dead. And you feel that everything was destroyed in a whirlwind. Lord God. But Job said, Lord has given. Lord, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For you see, naked I came into the world. Naked I leave.
Yes, sir.
Job said, it hadn't been this way with me all of my days.
Yes,
oh Lord, he said, it was in my autumn years of my life when God came upon my tent. He said, my afflictions didn't rise. And who is the Almighty God anyway that this ought to happen to me? Job said one day, well, I'd rather have a live dog than have a dead lion. Oh, Lord, how I desire death. If God would only hide me in the grave. Oh, Lord, in retrospect, Job looked back remembering the incidents and times of his community. Oh, Lord, and his well days and dramatics and civil duties and respect. Why, he said, there were days while sitting in the village square. Oh, Lord, when the men, young men saw me coming, they walked away. And the old men stood up. I was a respected man. Oh, Lord, but now I need a God. Oh, Lord, who had never or never will forsake me in my afflictions. And Job began to want to question God. Oh, Lord, but one day God had a confrontation with Job. He called on Job and said, Job, oh, Job, oh, Lord, I heard you wanted to talk with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He said, and now I'm ready to talk with you.
Yes, sir.
And he asked Job, he said, you're grumbling and mumbling about your afflictions.
Yes, sir.
Who do you think I am anyway?
Yes.
My Lord said, Job, oh, Job, where were you when I laid the foundation of the
earth?
Oh, Lord, I am he that is. I can build and I can destroy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus told a bunch there in Jerusalem one day, oh Lord, don't ever tear down anything you can't rebuild.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus said, if I tear down the temple,
yes, sir.
Lord God Almighty, I'll rebuild it in 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ain't we right about it?
Yeah.
Oh Lord, we ought to let him rebuild our home.
Yes,
we built the first home, but we ought to let the Lord come in and do some reconstruction work.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Ain't we right about it?
Yes,
Job began to say that God has put a curse on him.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, and God has turned his back on him. Oh, Lord, but as the time passed, Job began to recover. Said, though you slay me, yet I'll trust in you.
Yes, sir.
He is a God of mercy, love, and grace.
Yes,
oh, Lord, he is a God, Lord God, that is able to rebuild your whole life.
Yes,
oh, Lord, he rebuilt my life one day.
Yes,
while he gave me a better outlook on life.
Yes.
Yes, he did. He gave me a better insight on life,
yes,
Dr. Fowler.
Yes,
oh, Lord, he made me a new creature.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, David, the greatest king of Israel, says, oh, Lord, he restored my soul. Oh, Lord, when I was lost. Yes, he did. He rebuilt my life.
Well,
and I'm glad about it today.
Yes,
ain't you glad today for this reconstruction in the, oh Lord, the language of our text? He gave Job more than Job had in the beginning.
Yes, sir.
God will take care of you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will. He will take care of you.
Well.
Yes, he will. He will rebuild,
yes, sir,
that which he has destroyed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, he will. He's taken care of me for a long time.
Yeah.
When my robe was dark,
yes, sir,
he was a light to my back.
Yeah.
When my heels were high, he smoothed out the mountain.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, oh Lord, has given me the strength to climb. Yes. He bred in a starving land.
Yes, sir.
Water,
yes, sir,
in dry places.
Yes. Yes.
He'll rock in a weary land.
Yes,
shelter,
yes,
in a time of a mighty storm.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I love the Lord, and I'm glad today,
yes,
that he rebuilt me.
Yes, sir.
He took away that old creature.
Yes, sir.
And gave me a new life.
Yeah.
Gave me a brand new walk.
Yeah.
And gave me a brand new talk.
Yeah.
Taught me,
yeah,
how to love everybody.
Yes, sir.
And for that reason, I'm glad today.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad today.
Yes, sir.
Ain't you glad,
yeah,
that God is able?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad,
yeah,
that he will?
Yes, sir.
Ain't you glad,
yeah,
that he loves to do for his children?
Yes.
Ain't you glad that he's taken care of you,
yes,
and brought us from a mighty, mighty long way?
Yes.
Let him rebuild your house.